Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. What's the percentage split in the concept of pressing and positional play that's mental compared to physical? Because I believe when I watch teams who try to press, I sometimes see footballers who do it because they're told to do it, but they don't believe in it, and therefore their work efficacy goes lower. You have to convince everybody. Is that fair?
Yeah, it has to come from the stomach. You cannot have 1 second of disappointment losing the ball. It's always the next situation. It's always it's like an invitation to create a new situation to win the ball and to use it. So, and this is, you can only stimulate in certain exercises. You can only stimulate when the players really believe in it. If all the exercises are based on what we do about the better you play, the more you play. The if you don't counter press well, if you don't press well, the more you have to defend, then it becomes like a natural skill of the players, because we really believe that they have to be with the whole body in the training session. So not only the legs, not only the heart, not only the lungs, but the whole. We want this high level of concentration, specific concentration, and that creates like this intensity everybody sees in our game. Yeah, and that's what Jürgen asks for, of course, each day. Yeah.
From the ultimate in team movement to maybe the ultimate in individual movement, who won the last paddle game between you and the gaffer?
I will not say the result, but I won.
Okay, you won't say the result because I'm going to interpret, and you don't need to confirm, that the result was big.
It's like this. If he wins, the hours after, I hear it from the whole building. I go in the bus and the bus driver knows it. I go in the plane and one of the stewards says, well, how was it? If I win, nobody speaks. I don't hear a word.
I understand it that Liverpool was on one of the working trips to Spain, and Jürgen saw paddle and fell in love with it. I guess it's pretty lucky that he didn't go to a place where there was lacrosse or darts or something like that, because paddle has become something that, I think you've built more paddle courts into the new training complex than there was at Melwood. What's the value of you against the gaffer on a 1v1 in the court? Because we build you up as, when you're succeeding, we say, these guys get everything right. But in any competitive sport where it's one man against the other, you can get pissed off, you can get angry with one another. And okay, some of that's good. So, what the hell, man? It's 1v1, me v you. That can't be healthy.
Yeah, but it is, because I think we are both... We are not bad losers, so we really are honest. If one plays better, then he deserves to win. So that's one. Second, of course, we want to win, but I think because of our schedule, because of the amount of games, because of the pressure we are in, the job we are in, it's really great that we have a moment where we can fight against ourselves. because it's 1v1. There's nobody you can blame. There's nobody you can speak to. It's, if there's a mistake, it's you. But this moment of sport, this moment of competition, this moment of a full, how can I say, full of energy, because we play 1v1 on a full-size court, on a 2v2 court. So it's not, it doesn't look like padel how you see padel. It's fighting. And it says a lot about, you learn a lot about yourself if you play 1v1. Do you give up in the moments it's hard? Do you listen to your voice in your head when you cannot reach it, but you could reach it, all these things. And but many times after the game or in between the sets, ideas came up because you thought about different things, and great ideas came up. So yeah, good. Yeah,
I wonder if it's like a stone in a pond, if there's some ripples, the players hear you screaming at each other. Well, okay, sometimes maybe you play before they come in, but they see the gaffer and Pep at full commitment, trying, working, being beaten, fighting back, screaming in victory or in defeat, or talking to the bus driver about who won. It's a good example, you're set in all the teaching of mentality about winning, losing, learning, fighting, thinking. You're setting a good example.
Absolutely. The most powerful tool for players is the character of the coach, for the character of Jürgen. Because I really believe in the way you speak with the players on a daily basis, the way you coach the players on a daily basis, the way the players speak with each other on a daily basis becomes the inner voice. And the most important in the game is the inner voice, because you have to make decisions, you have to constantly readapt. So I'm trying to say the character of the team is the character of the coach, because that's the most powerful development weapon, if you would like to say it like that. But the way Millie speaks before the game starts, the 10 minutes before we go out, saying, repeating the things we said in the meeting, the way Jürgen, example, when we do a counter-press rondo, when the team who lose the ball, I say it many times, they can hear us in Manchester, because that's the moment we want to get the ball back. So it's go, get it back immediately. So these things and the repetition of these things, but the way we speak, the way Jordan coached the players in the game, the way he speaks loudly when there's a good pass or when a good, always based on our way. But I really believe that this team is created by great personalities. And that's the main reason why the inner voice is good, but also why in many moments of adversity we became successful. Yeah.
Whenever I speak to players, and players give me this valuable time, if you listen to them and if you listen to clever coaches, you know that never, ever in the history of football have we asked so much from our football players, because they don't get time to think or breathe or rest or assimilate or learn or recover. And therefore, you guys, in your profession, you're working at a cutting edge.
We have to be creative. We have to try to create like a stable, try to create stability around the players who are fit and the team who is fit. But always focus on our way. Because if we learned one thing over the last years, is that all the big moments came from adversity. So, and why we became successful in these moments, because we stick to our way. We didn't change, and we focused on what we had, not on what we didn't have. Take Barca away. We lose 3-0. We didn't have Bobby. We didn't have Mo. We lose Robbo in halftime. We could have changed so many things. No, we focused on what we had and prepared, and we went with our way. And that's what I mean. And all the time when it went against us, we did this. I really believe that the reason why we were successful is because we kept our plan. The reason why we are still consistent performing now is because we kept our plan. The individual is really important, but the collective idea and the focus on this collective idea and the consistency of the collective idea and the training of the collective idea makes it possible that we, if we lose players, that we keep our way, because the players are drilled to to deal with the short team, to deal with our zone pressing approach, to deal with the offside trap, to deal with organized attacks. And it proves one more time that the squad we have, the main strength is that we just have many, many good players. And two, there's a clear collective idea where we base all our decisions on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.